read briefly from Matthew's gospel, and you could check it out on the screen if you could see it. That was a joke. That was a really big joke. Well, I'm sorry. Let me get out of your way. Okay, so in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says this. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. This is our why. This is why we do what we do. And so for many of us in this room, you have approached this time together with family, and some of you are from out of town, and I thank you so much for making this a priority with your family. You all look nice. Those outfits, you nailed them. You look really, really good, okay? Just want to remind you. And so for many of us, this past year has been a year of celebration, and praise the Lord for that. We've had moments of happiness, each of us have in some way, shape, or form, but for some of us, this year has been a year of sadness, of grief, of pain and loss, and we understand. And so as we think about Christmas, this picture for Christmas really helps us illustrate and understand rightly the grace of our Lord Jesus that would come to people like you and me in a time like this. And so wherever you find yourself, we know why we're here, to glorify the Lord. And this picture of light that I want to just illustrate, something we've dealt with over the past few weeks as a church, and just a couple of the songs of Advent. With Zechariah, he gives this thought in his song about Jesus. He says, to give light to all those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. The reason why Jesus came in this prayer, this response, the fact that he gets to be a dad in his old age, Zechariah says, is to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. Like, the gift of Jesus for each of us right here, right now, is that we get light. And light overcomes darkness. Darkness is that brokenness that many of us in this moment feel. Some of us felt it this morning when we woke up in our lower back, in our knees. Some of us feel that in our relationships with family members. Some of those family members we're going to see later today, right? And so brokenness is all around us, and Jesus came to give light to those who sit in darkness. Simeon puts it this way in his response to finally seeing the Lord's Messiah. He says that this Jesus is a light for revelation to the Gentiles, meaning to those who are far from God, this Jesus is a light to them. And in John 1, as May did a really good job reading just a moment ago, verses 4 and 5, says that Jesus, he was life, he is life, and the life was the light of men. And this light that he is shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Like, no matter how hard we try as men throughout the world, and you can watch news, we are doing our dead level best to overcome light. But Jesus always wins, and we need to remember that. In our moments of pain and brokenness, we need to remember Jesus always wins. And then in John 3, Jesus says this, the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than light because their works were evil. This is the reason, right? So Jesus comes in, and the reason why people cling to darkness is because our works are evil. That's our natural bent. So apart from the light coming in life, we would have no hope. So that's why it's great that we get to have these moments where we're reminded, kind of set straight for a second, of why Jesus came. And then in John 8, Jesus says this in what was a festival for those around him, the believing Jews at the time, this Feast of Booths, they called it. And he steps right into the middle of it, and he says, I am the light of the world. He invites them. I am the light of the world. He says, whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the invitation for us in the midst of this dark world that you and I share together is to respond to light. We get to experience this light, and as a result of it, we get to have Christ live in us, his light live in us, and as a result, hopefully, is that it benefits those around us. hopefully you desire to benefit those around you. As I read a moment ago from Matthew chapter 5, Jesus gives kind of this declaration to those who follow after him. These are declarative statements. These aren't questions or suggestions. This is a declaration to who they are for those who follow after him. He says, "You are the light of the world." What a declaration. For those of us who are prone to wonder, prone to darkness, those of us who are in Christ get to see that we have a reason. We have a purpose. God is not making a mistake when he's called us and set us apart. For we are the light of the world. And he says, a city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand in a place of prominence. And it gives light to all in the house. So what does that look like? That looks like you and I living our lives on purpose. That looks like you and I going to the market, to the store, to the mall, and just living our life on purpose with generosity and kindness to those around us. That looks like you and I when we're at the soccer fields or at the basketball court, that we're there living our life on purpose, welcoming people in and showing them the light of Christ in the way that we respond to them. It says, in the same way, let your light shine before others. And here's the reason why. This is what's amazing. So that they may see your good works. See the way that you're reflecting Christ. See the way that you are a changed person. See the way that you show kindness. And in so doing, instead of you getting the glory, God the Father gets the glory because of you. So let's just look at this again. So that they may see your good works, the way that you love people who don't normally get loved. The way that you show care for those who are hurting. The way that you show compassion and just empathy for those that are lost. And you walk with them. For the way that you show grace and mercy to those that don't deserve it. For the ways that you show forgiveness to those who have hurt you. This is the way that we show good works, which is light to the world, but it also glorifies our Father who is in heaven. And we also, in our good works, point to truth, point to hope, which is found in Christ. We are faithful arrows pointing to the work of Christ on our behalf. So what I want to just have you do here in a moment with the candles and glow sticks that you received as you came through the door is we're going to light these. But I would just ask that as we light them and we have this dark room with these beautiful candles around us, that you do your best to hold them up and make sure just when you do it, that the person needing the light is going to come in from the side. The person who has it is going to go, and then you're going to switch. Make sense? So that we have less wax. But the thing I want you to understand is that today this is a picture for us of what can happen when you live your life in reflection of the light of the world. This is what can happen when you let Christ lead your life and you point to him and reflect him in all you say and do. So let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for this. I praise you for your kindness, for your mercy that reaches us right here, right now. I praise you for this moment that we're reminded of the fact that you love us and that your light shines in and through us for your glory so that the Father is known. And Father, we just ask that your Spirit, your power, Lord God, would rest on us today. As we sing and as we light these candles, may this be a visual representation of the work that you've done in each of our lives. And as we share that light with someone else, Lord God, may we understand that that's our responsibility outside of this building and for the rest of our days. In Jesus' name, amen.